And thank God again for the opportunity that the Lord has given to us to be able to come again to a fellowship together as brothers. And it's just an opportunity, because sometimes there are many that are looking forward, that have been really wanting to come over so that they can fellowship, but they don't have the strength. But the Lord has given us the strength, so we need to be appreciative to that fact. I want to say a little bit of what is happening in Kenya. We have really seen the hand of the Lord and seen quite a lot of people been saved the last year, and were baptized and joined our church. And we pray that the end of this August we'll be able to organize another mission into a church. So we continue to ask the brethren that the Lord will guide and lead them towards Kenya. They should come to Kenya to help us do that. As you know, that we have schools that we are using as mission fields to be able to reach with the Word of God. We have a primary which we call elementary school that is having about 500 children. And we thank God that the Lord continue to give us the opportunity to reach them with the Word of God.
Amen.
And we thank God for all those that are committed to do that, to doing that job. I want this particular time to ask you to pray for our preachers that are right now involved in the work of the ministry over there. Also, we pray for Ashley and her husband, Brother Thomas, that is with us in Kenya. They are really doing a very good job. And therefore, they need your prayers, because they are real far away from home just for the sake of serving God. And that's really something that we need to appreciate. I believe that the church needs to always lift them up and to pray for them every time. Pray for my family also. We are having, right now we have two churches. One is in Mombasa and one in Ramogi, far away. And yet we have also missions that we are running right now. The new one was I went to last year in maybe I left from here in Tanzania, and it's really far away, though very cold. I know you like the cold places, but it's really too cold. But we thank God that I was able to be there to do a revival. We didn't really hear much about people that are getting saved, but it's a good group, about over 20 people. But the worst thing that I need you to pray about is that they are a group of people that are gathering together and they see themselves as a church, and yet they don't. Few of them had the experience of salvation. That's why I really want to ask the church to pray for us. And as I try again next time to go, so that I can be able to impress in them the importance of really seeking the Lord until you find him, and when he lets you know, you need to make it known to the church, because they are really just those groups that believe in accepting Jesus Christ, and it's really difficult to really change that kind of ideology that is in their mind. But I believe that when the Lord touches the heart, then the ideology will change. So please pray with me as I try it again to make some efforts to go and reach them in Tanzania. May the Lord bless you. I want to thank this church again for your support and your prayers. It's been very wonderful to know that there are people over in America that stands with us and prays with us.
Yes.
And I want to ask you to continue praying, because we still have a lot of lost people over in Kenya, and I believe you also do. But when we combine our prayers together, the Lord is able to do wonderful things. That's why I believe that the Lord is still in the business of saving, and we just need to follow him anytime we are in his service.
Amen.
I want to ask to go to the scripture. My scripture reading is going to be coming from the book of Mark chapter 5. I'm going to be reading from verse 25. To 32, not 34, and it reads, And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came into the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her, and that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." And also to read from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, and it reads, now from verse 1, I'm going to read verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I want to talk to us tonight about faith. And I don't want just talk about any other faith, but faith that works. I know that in every lifestyle we have a lot of challenges, and we have a lot of things that needs us to be aware of. And many times we get those challenges and we don't know how to start. And especially when it is about the things of God. The Bible says that without faith we cannot please God. And therefore, it's very much important for anybody that wants or comes to the Lord Jesus to have faith. And the book of Hebrews tries to explain what faith is. He says that the faith is the evidence, is a substance of the things hoped for. It means that for us to get anything, we must, in our mind or in our hearts, begin to develop a desire. And when the desire grows, then we fall in obedience, then God does something. And the question that we need to ask ourselves, if we were to have anything from the Lord, then what do we need to do? If the Lord requires us to have faith, then how much faith do you need to have? And I know that there are many people that have passed through a lot of challenges, and sometimes you could have prayed to the Lord to give even much greater faith, because the problems that you faced and the challenges of life and the things that you are going through needed even much faith for you to prosper or for you to get success. But I want to tell you that as far as the Lord is concerned, if it is faith in Him, then you need to have a faith. Not as the faith that he talks about, that faith like a grain of mustard seed. And if you look at the mustard seed, for those of you that had had the opportunity to even look at what mustard seed looks like, I think it's very small. It's very small, but that's really what the Lord wants us to have. If it's a faith, if it is all that you have, if it is all that you have, to that the faith that you have is in Him, that everything that you have is just like mustard seed, and it's all that you can pour. You remember this woman that gave, when Jesus was in the temple, there was a woman that came in, and as the Pharisees and everyone was putting in everything that they had, they gave as thousand as much as they could. But there came a woman that gave only just a cent. But Jesus made a comment and said, this woman has given everything. This woman has paid it all. This woman is the one that is recommended because she didn't hold back anything.
Amen.
So we are talking about faith. If you go to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, then you need not to hold back anything. You need to go to the Lord with all your heart, with everything that you can possibly pull out, because that's what the Lord needs. Here the Bible talks to us about something, about a woman. And if you read, there are a lot of, not only the one person, but different people that had desire, that had needs. The Bible says, according to Mark, that there was a woman in the area, and this woman had suffered a lot of pain, suffered a lot of problems in her life. Because of the pain that she was going through, the Bible says that she had an issue of blood in her life. And it's really a terrible disease and a terrible problem. And as far as the Jews were concerned, that is really the point that I want you to really understand. That for this woman just to say to herself that I'm going out today and my main challenge today, or what I'm going to do, is to pull over and get to touch Jesus' cloth, was just like suicide. Because the Jews didn't allow the women, especially if you are called a rabbi, you are supposed to be away, and there is no way that a woman would be able to even reach out and even touch not only the cloth, but even nearer to the rabbi. And for this woman to say, I'm going today and just intermingle, but she knew that she would not have an opportunity to be able even to talk to him, or even to hold his hand. But he said, at least I would be able to touch his cloth. That's all the faith that she had that day. And she said, I'm going to utilize the faith that I have to reach out to get my healing, to reach out to get my challenges solved, to reach out to get my problems sorted out. The Bible says that she went. And I want to say also that the teachers, Rabbi is a Jew teacher, and they especially when you had an issue, the blood issue was a terrible issue, even to move nearer, even to the rabbi. And therefore, to move nearer to Jesus Christ with an issue, there was really a big, big problem that would occur. That if she was found, she would be beaten by the stones, and she would die that very night. And that's all that it takes. She said, I've suffered a lot. In fact, the Bible describes the suffering of this woman. He says she had suffered many things of many physicians. She has seen as many doctors as she could. She has seen as many. In Africa, we have what we call witch doctors, those that use other ways of healing. She has seen it all. And the Bible says that she had had nothing bettered. Nothing has really brought down her problem. There is nothing that was, the healing had not happened. And the problem continued. But you see, the Bible talks about this issue of having the issue for 12 years. That's a terrible duration. It's a terrible suffering. It's a terrible pain. You cannot even begin to describe what this woman was going through. Not only a month, but for a year, for second year, and for the third, and for the fourth. And 12 years was just too much for her. And I believe that she really, in her house, as she was thinking about how she could be able to find remedy, but it was just a problem that she hears about a doctor from another place, and she goes and she gives out money, and the money goes, and the problem, the condition continued. And she hears about another doctor, and she goes also, and she pays the money, and the money goes, and she continually not only lost her money, but lost her dignity. She did not only lose her money, but lost her dignity. Lost even her way of she could not talk even well. But I thank God that she had a faith that works. And tonight I ask you, brothers and sisters, if there is anyone that is here and is lost, this faith that works does not come so far away. The Bible says that it is in your mouth. The Bible says that it is by grace that the Lord saves. And it is your faith. And you follow that with obedience. The Lord is going to do something fantastic that you have never dreamt of. The Bible says that faith is a substance of things hoped for. What is it that you are hoping for? What is it that you are looking in life? What is it that you are praying that I wish this thing? What is it that you are putting as first priority in your life? And I want to tell you, if you put salvation as your first priority, the Lord will hear you. If you will pray until you reach a condition that is required by Him. And it does not need to be much faith, it just have to be a faith that is fixed on Jesus, the author and the fulfiller of our faith. I thank God that our faith does not come from anywhere. The faith will be originated naturally from our hearts by hearing the word, because the faith originates from hearing the word. When you hear the word, and that word, you begin to take that word as your personal inheritance, as a personal requirement, as a personal treasure of your life, and cling onto it and grab it and say, this is mine. No one is going to take it away from me. And you cling on it, and it's a substance of things hoped for. But at a time you can begin to feel it. You can begin to touch it. You can begin to feel it in your heart. Until you can be able to say, I know I am saved. This woman, the Bible says that in verse 26 it says, and when she had heard of Jesus, came into the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch his clothes. I say, faith that works talks. Faith, if it is going to, if it is a faith that works, it will begin to talk to you. It will talk with you in secret. It will talk to you in public. It will talk to you everywhere. Faith that works talks in the hearts of them that believes. It talks until it brings belief, until you say, this is not only faith that I heard about, is a faith that I can feel because I can touch it. This woman says, today, tonight, I know what the people will do. I know they are going to kill me. But I can see my healing even as I go out. I can see my salvation even as I reach out. I can see something fantastic happening to me, because it's not me. It's faith that drives. Faith that works. It's faith that talks. What is it that the Bible, what is it that you have heard about Christ? What is it? The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we want to please God, we all must begin to grab faith. And where do you get the faith? It's by hearing the word of God and being obedient to it. And saying, Lord, this word is not the word of Mark, it's not the word of Paul, it's not the word of Matthew, it is the word of God Almighty. And he follows that work, he follows that word with power. It's called dunamis. The Bible says that he went and he touched, because faith had said, and verse 9 says, and straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed at that of that plague. I want to say that faith that works is one, when you have the faith that works, then you will be able, you will say in your heart, I'm ready to be disappointed. Many of the people feel ashamed going out and reaching out for the Lord. They say, I'm just too young. They say, I'm too smart even to be able to begin to seek publicly. It is really filthy for me to cry out and shed tears. But if you can do it for your soul, it's the best that you can do. Because the Bible says that what is it that if you have all the whole world for yourself and you lose your soul, you can, I say that you, if you can give all to gain your soul, then that's the better. Faith that work is ready for disappointment. This woman says, I am ready to be disappointed. If it's going to be it's going to be people talking about me, it's going to be people stoning me, it's going to be whatever, I'm ready to go because I know this is the way. There was something. She could touch it. Faith that works draws. Faith that works, it leads to Christ. There are many people that have faith, but their faith is only ready when they have that money. You can talk about going somewhere, but you don't know. You don't know how you're going to go. I remember when I was, I really knew that I was not going to come this time because I knew there was no ticket for me. But as I continued to pray, I wondered if there was anything good that I would do. But all of a sudden, then I heard someone told me that there was as I prayed for some time, I'd lost hope. But in 2 weeks' time, somebody called me and said, there's a ticket that a church has provided for you. And I said, well, I thought I was not going to go, but I knew that by faith I will come. So you don't have to have money for you to be certain. You don't have to have every faith for you to be certain for your salvation. You just need to begin to follow. And the faith grows as you go and as you seek and as you look unto the Lord, Jesus Christ. That faith that leads you to Christ is a faith that works. Christ will originate, will stir up the faith. And you need to follow the faith with obedience. Because the thing that stirs the faith is the grace that God provides. God provides grace because He loves us. He does not want any one of us to perish. He wants all of us to go to heaven. He wants all of us to have a place. He wants all of us to know and to know for sure that we are saved. He does not want us to live in doubts. He wants us to know for sure that you can declare that I know the Lord saved me. Because He gives that certain assurance when you reach out for Him and when you require Him to do it for you. The Bible says that this woman reached out without caring what the people will do to her. And as she touched the garment of Jesus Christ, something happened. The whole problem, the issue of blood, came to a standstill. It stopped completely. And it's faith that led her to touch the cloth of Jesus Christ. If it's going to be a faith that will work, it must be faith that will draw you to Jesus. A faith that will create a desire in your heart to have a fellowship with Him. It's a faith that will really engineer your heart, even to pray. The faith that will engineer your heart to repent. The faith that will engineer your heart to give all to God, and God will catch you. He will catch you. He will give you assurance that now you are His. This woman, after she went to Jesus, she touched the cloth of Jesus, nobody else knew. When you talk about no soul salvation, everybody did not know because nobody had a desire. I want to say that it's all about Christ. If it is all about Christ, you will never be disappointed. If all you need is a fellowship, if all you need is a relationship, if all you need is to embrace Him, if all you need is to become a friend of Him, if all you need is to be cleared of your sin, just draw near to Him. Just draw near to Him, and He will give you what you need. This woman, the Bible says that after he had touched the cloth of Jesus Christ, the issue stopped. But Jesus knew it. I want to say tonight that whenever you go to Jesus Christ, there is nothing that you want for him that he does not know. But he still needs you to speak it out. It needs to come from you that you need that thing. God expects you to cry out. God expects you to give over. God expects you to lay yourself just to surrender to him in obedience of his word. And just say, God, it's you that I need. And the Lord will grasp you. The Lord will hold you. That's the faith that works. This is the faith that this woman had. And this is the faith that healed her. This is the faith that really got her out of the 12 years. Problems that we had for all those years. But the Bible says that when he touched the Lord felt it. And he asked, who is it that touched me? And now she knew, now it's a big problem. Because now all the teachers and all the rabbis and all the Pharisees and every people will now know who she is. She was now expecting that now my death time has arrived. But you see, the Bible says that as Jesus asked, the disciples said, no, you don't just ask. Now, everybody here, people are thronging. They are touching each other. They are touching aimlessly. They are moving. They are reaching out. Jesus said, no, I'm not talking about movements. I'm not talking about the touches. I'm not talking about any other thing. I'm talking about a touch with a meaning. Is there somebody that is coming to church with a purpose of seeking the Lord? If there is somebody coming to church tonight with the purpose of knowing how much he loves you, is there somebody that is here that is really doubting and today he says, God, if you are really there, please prove to me that you are there. I want to feel your presence and your power. I want to worship you like no any other way before. I want just to feel your presence. This attach with a meaning. Reach out for him because he's already reached out for you. Reach out for him. Talk with him because he's already talking to you. The Bible says that, listen, I stand at the door of your heart. And I knock on a daily basis because I want to get in. I want to eat with you. I want to fellowship with you. I want to make you my own. I don't want you to perish and go to hell. I want you to have a union. I want you to have a relationship. I want you to have a place in heaven so that where I am, you may also be. What a bigger plan. What a wonderful plan the Lord has for his children. Why would you like to go into hell? A place that was not meant for you. Meant for disobedient angels and some satanic powers. But you are meant for heaven. God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son. That you should believe in him so that you can have everlasting life. Amen. Today, the Bible says that when this woman came, the Bible says that she came trembling. She came so knowing that what had been done to her. The Bible says she came trembling, shaken into all the bones and she knew, I'm in trouble, they're going to kill me. But you see, when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no bigger sin that cannot be forgiven. There is nothing that you have done or thought of that the Lord cannot forgive if you would be able just to make your presence known to him. Say, Lord, it's me. It's me. It's me knocking today. Standing before you with a word of prayer. Needing your help. Needing you to touch me. I've tried to lift myself to reach the condition, but I have not been able. Today I pray, God, hold me. He will hold you. He will bless you. He will touch you. He will give you something that no friend can give you. The Bible says that this woman came trembling unto him, and he said, verse 33 says, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And be whole of thy pledge. Today, That's what he wants to tell you that is lost. If we come by faith, that's what he wants to tell you today, if you obey his word. That's what he will tell you if you follow his grace that is so sufficient right now, ready to save, ready to heal you spiritually, even physically, ready to make a difference. I want to say lastly that faith that works is that faith that makes a difference. That's why the Bible says in the book of Corinthians that when you are in Christ, you become a new creation. And he says, behold, the old is gone and the new has come. Today, Jesus wants to make you a new creation. If you will hear this word and heed to his word. You need to have hope. You need to have hope, and you need to have the substance of the thing that you are hoping for. And until you feel those things that are unseen, and you can begin to touch the salvation and the hem of God, of Christ, until you reach, when you pray and you reach that condition, you will feel his power go out. And you will give a testimony that I have felt his power, I have felt his forgiveness, I have felt his joy, I have felt his love. I felt him moving, I felt him touching me, I felt him forgiving me. He is able and is in the work of receiving them that are away. That's what the Bible talks to us about that prodigal son. He says he was welcomed back joyfully. Today the Lord wants to save you. Would you come as we sing this song? If you are there and you are still lost, if you are there and you are facing a challenge, if you are there and you are still having a problem, if you are there and you are feeling that you are so far away from his mercy and from his love, you are there and you are so far away, so disorganized, so feeling unwanted, feeling so frustrated in life, you can come to Jesus tonight and he will show you how worth you are, because he died for you at the Calvary, so that you that were dead in sin can be made alive today. May the Lord bless you, brother. And may the Lord bless everyone that is here. And I want to say that you just need to be obedient. Just follow your heart. If there is a need in your heart that you want to, just leave it to the Lord. Just leave it to the Lord. Just tell it to the Lord. The Lord will do the necessary. Be blessed.